What it do? Welcome back to Agitator, the only anime podcast sponsored by PSO.
PSO, the purple shit outlet, the poopy, stinky
Orangutans.
orangutan. Yeah, or I don't even know what that stands for in terms of the actual power company of Lawton. Probably
I
Power
was,
Supply Oklahoma.
oh, okay, that makes sense. I was trying to put the, I was like, what the fuck does, you live in Lawton? Where the hell is the PS coming from?
Power systems.
Power is shitty in Oklahoma. That's what it stands
Yeah,
for.
power is shitty in Oklahoma. It went out at about 4 p.m. at the school, and that was some horror movie shit where, I mean, you've seen movies like I feel like this has happened in A Nightmare on Elm Street, where all the power shuts off in a school hallway
Oh
and it's
yeah.
just dark, and from like around a corner it's Freddy's finger blades or whatever. But the power went back on about an hour later, and then yeah, power went out an hour and a half ago. And now it's back on. The only thing that really bothers me about it is that it keeps shutting my goddamn PlayStation off when I'm in the middle of playing it. And you're really not supposed to do that. Like, you're not
Oh.
supposed to just cut the power to a $700 piece of machinery over
Yeah.
and over and over again.
It's always like,
So,
hey, fuckhead, you get that alert whenever you turn it
yeah.
back on.
Now you turn it on and the PlayStation goes, ow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all catty about it. It's like, so you didn't shut it off properly last time.
So next time, just for future reference,
So yeah, I don't know if you got that memo. You're not, and you're like, yeah, bro, it was my power company. Yeah, so anyways, I'm gonna need you to not do that next time. I'm gonna need you to go into your settings and
got it.
ease it into sleep.
Just sing it a bedtime story. Here's some Goodnight Moon books that you got to read to your PlayStation to turn it off. Goodnight Moon, Goodnight House. And the PlayStation is like, I don't want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to not just throw it up against the wall, shake it, and knock it unconscious. That's what I did to to this little dude, and that's why he's still awake, 'cause he I don't know, I gave him a concussion or something, and he puked all over himself in his sleep. So then I threw him in
From you
the
just rocking him.
tub. Yeah, I was just rocking him, to sleep. Yeah. Puked everywhere. Nah, he, I don't know. He's just getting this lead out of his system, purging his system. Shout out Gerber. Fuck you, Gerber.
Fuck Gerber.
Gonna
Die slow, Gerber. I
get
hope all your
rich
kids don't grow. Try to
and
make our kids not grow. I'm gonna go down to Gerber HQ. No, I can't get too many.
since we already got one paywalled episode because of the
Yeah,
this.
right. Gerber,
But
shame on you. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, this is America, and we're all about what's that thing we're doing that everybody's, I mean, we're just in the business of bombs and shit. So I feel like I'm at total liberty to say that, yeah, I'm gonna get rich and drop a bomb on every Gerber factory.
I think that it would be hilarious if Gerber sent their goons out and they were huge sumo wrestler dudes, but like wearing huge like Pampers,
Diapers,
like
yeah.
just like giant babies.
They're
And they come
enormous.
in and they're like, "We heard you were talking shit. You need to stop that right now, right now."
You stop talking shit right now. Oh,
Send the baby squad after you.
I hope this is gonna be a
Just
free
jacked up on
episode.
lead.
Is yeah, this is gonna be a free episode because I hope Gerber says something.
Yeah,
I
say
got
something, bitch. Don't
say
put lead
something.
in your fucking baby food.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in trouble. Y'all putting lead in baby food and getting away with it. Fuck y'all. Die in a fire.
I've never put lead in baby food. I will say that.
So yeah, this poor child, he's been
Look at that precious face.
just sitting and puking.
He looks like he could be a Gerber baby.
He is a Gerber baby. Look at this face. Look at this face.
That. Yeah.
We got an invitation one time. I'm sure a lot of people, that's not really a flex. I'm sure they just send those things out. But I was like, no.
You think parents of like really ugly kids get that and they're like cap?
Yeah. Like, we think your kid could be the next face of Gerber. They're like, this ugly motherfucker. Like, yeah, well, I heard y'all put lead in your food, so I guess this kid would be a good.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Dude, just
So yeah,
crazy.
power's going in and out. This is just Biden's America, though. If you
Just
want to be
Biden.
real about it, I mean, it's just it, this is Biden's America. My homie sent me a text today, and it goes, I need Trump to restart the pandemic. I was like, all right. I also took an informal poll of my classes, black, white, gay, whatever. It was unanimous Trump. When I asked who they would vote for if they could vote, only a few were like, I want to vote for Kennedy. I'm like, that's based, but I gave you two options. How many fucking times do I have to tell you to listen to my instructions?
This is a little this is a little prelude to what you got to look forward to. I'm gonna vote for Kennedy. No, we don't get that option. I
It's cute
don't.
that you think that. A few of them are like, oh, vote for Kanye. Oh.
Yeah, no.
All
I'm
right.
glad he's making good music again. I will not vote for Kanye. You get back in the fucking studio.
Yeah, get back in the. If he's the president, he can't make albums. And that's not acceptable. Not after the masterpiece of Vultures Part One. Do you think we're going to actually see a Vultures Part Two, or is this like a Kanye thing?
No.
Yeah,
We
no.
never,
There's not
like,
going to be a part two.
yeah. I mean, Yeezus, we were supposed to get Yandy, which I guess we did in a way.
Kinda, yeah.
You can hunt it. You can hunt it down. I listened to it, or a version of it, at
What is
least.
it? Where do the songs go, Donda?
No, they went nowhere. Yandy doesn't exist, like, officially. The,
Do you still
yeah.
have it? Can you send it to me?
I could probably find it somewhere. Yeah, I could dig it up somewhere, probably. Hopefully.
I'd
Who
like,
knows? People are good
or
at
I could just
erasing.
pirate it.
Yeah. You can find it. Yeah, for sure. Same way I'm finna try and find it again, because that shit slapped, actually. Yandy was good. It was
I
better than
believe it.
Yeezus.
Damn, that's high praise.
Yeah, whenever Yandy leaks were coming out and then Donda dropped, I was like, fuck is this shit? Because Donda was fine, I guess, but it was very it was tepid water.
It was a one listen for me. It did have some fire in it. That song with DaBaby on it was really good.
Yeah. I just didn't like how he
But
was like still on his performance art conservative Christian shit. And so he was like
That arc sucked.
he was like bleeping out all it's like we're gonna like cuss, but we're gonna bleep it out. Like what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, no, I really hated that too, which is why when you turn on Vultures and it's all there, you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah,
Thank
oh.
God it's back.
Beautiful big titty, but naked women don't just fall out the sky, you know?
That song
Yes.
goes so
Yes.
fucking hard, dude. Did they ever reinstate that Donna Summer ripoff song?
No.
Oh, that's so whack, dude. That was the best one.
Hopefully it's on the CD, maybe. I mean, he'd probably get sued for that, but
It's on YouTube, I guess, if I really want to listen to it. I'll just find it on YouTube.
I'm thinking I need to just stop paying for Spotify and pay for YouTube.
That's the move, bro. Apple Music is trash. I've had it for a few months and I hate it. The algorithm sucks ass. It has no idea what I actually want to listen to. It's really not difficult to use, but just clunky. And also, I don't like Apple's, I don't like all their smooth bubble aesthetic nonsense.
No, it looks
Like
like trash.
I just don't like looking at it, bro. Like I miss my Spotify. But I do think I won't go back to Spotify either. Because you were telling me the homie Marcus had the actual hack, which is to just get YouTube Red and
Yeah, Yeah, that's what he's got. And he's been forever. He's like, I don't understand why you have Spotify. I'm like, I don't know. Probably just because I have it and I'm not just in the mood to switch my shit.
So I did the preliminaries of my outlining class. The shit really worked. The shit really worked. I don't know. I'm going into a new business venture, which I'm really excited about because it's going to make me a lot of money, but it's not artistic at all. But it
Black
would just be,
Mafia style.
doing something to make money in order to fund the books. But I mean, my real talent, my true talent, I saw this guy once who worked for Apple or Facebook or something, and I want to say he's an Asian dude, but he had crazy bozo hair. You know what I mean? Like the bozo hair that
Oh,
goes out like that.
yeah.
And
I think I've seen that guy.
his job was just listed as guru. And I was like, I need to be the guru because that's legitimately what I'm like. A lot of people would say that,
Yeah.
and it would just be an excuse to be lazy and not do shit. But like,
Well, that's like Rick Rubin haters who are like, I could do that job. No, you can't. You're just
No, you
mad.
can't.
Like, oh, I wish I got a fuckload of money to lay on a couch. It's like, yeah, but if you were laying on my couch, or
You'd
if
come
you,
up with ass booty
yeah,
garbage.
you would not have good idea. Like, you wouldn't have the input that made those Slipknot, Slipknot.
Slip. That's how they say it in fucking Australia, bro. Let's
Slipknot,
get a let's get Matt on the horn here. Matt,
Slipknot,
how do you
and
pronounce Slipknot? Slipknot.
System of a Doin, and what else? Beastie Boys. He had influence on a lot of joints that like are just all-timers.
What do you call Slipknot in Australia? Is it like a rip a doodle?
A ripper, dude.
A twisty two.
Shouts out all our I love whenever I love how all of our agitated our Australian fans think that they're the only ones. They're
There's a
like,
bunch.
oh, there's more of us. It's like, yeah,
By
we're
volume, there's more Australians than Americans on there.
it's not cap, we're pretty big in Australia.
Yeah. Which is why we got to throw some love their way every once in a while. I just fucking spilled. Eddie said it when I accepted this job. He was like, ooh. He said, there's two things there. That's going to make you a lot of money. And that's really good, but you're going to be stressed as fuck. And I was like, yeah, I'll handle it. And I woke up this morning, bro, and my heart was just like pounding in my chest. I was like, oh. But I kind of realized that, I mean, that's literally it. People get confronted with that, and some people run away, and other people just push forward. And I really do think that that's what separates the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, I guess.
It's like whenever you got like really rich entrepreneurs who are like talking about how they handle stress, and then normies be like, stress, what are you talking about? It's like Joe Rogan doesn't get a paycheck. He's not on salary. He
No.
makes his money.
Right.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stress that comes with that. That's a lot of money that moves around whenever it moves.
There
And
is
it's a
a
whole lot
major
of
difference.
little money coming from a lot of different places that you got to take care of. So,
Well, that's the thing. Even if you're kind of huge and you're very wealthy, like a person like Rogan, there's just a fundamental difference between knowing that on the first of every month, money is going to be delivered into your account and starting a month and it kind of being like, well, could be zero. Could be 10,000. It's really up to you.
like I'm whatever you want to call it, hustler, entrepreneur, and that shit, I don't make near I'm poor, but that's, I mean, that, yeah, that shit is really stressful. I know how it goes, 'cause you're like, I've finished five jobs, and man, if these people wanted to pay me, it'd be really sweet right now. But they're ghosting, so this fucking sucks.
Can you take payment up front?
Yeah, so I try to
Or at least half.
my headache recently has been I've needed every job that I can take, so I've take them all, and a lot of them come from just different places. I mean, like a couple I got through ACX and like the Amazon Audible shit. And not everything, like not, I've only done a little bit of narration recently, but I have done a couple through ACX recently. And like, for example, with that, you're beholden to their system, basically, of like
Amazon's.
how, yeah. And I don't know. I don't like doing shit like that. But the job, I mean, the jobs themselves, especially one of them is gonna be a banger. One of them's coming out soon. And dude did pay me, so I ain't talking shit about him. But I don't know. It's just, I like to do shit like that. Deposit up front. Like, and I do have a siding job, exterior remodel shit going on the rest of this month, where I was like, so yeah, I'm gonna need, it's gonna be these dates, blah, blah, blah. It's going to cost this much. I'm going to need this much as a deposit. They give me the deposit. I'm like, I can get to work. I make sure that that's like, I can be focused and working. And I'm not like, oh my God, I need to go and find something else in the middle of this and do all this juggling. And like, no, I'm going to finish this job. They pay me so much. And then at the end, I'm going to collect another check. And in the meantime, I'm going to be drumming up the next thing, but I'm not going to have to be like, trying to do more. Plus, it is going to be sweet when I do get, you know, some more checks rolling in that shit I've already finished. It's going to be like, oh, hey, cool, nice.
That's the way I always, whenever, somebody's not paying or whatever, I think to myself, this is like an exterior imposed savings account. And it will come. It will come at one point, but now I just have to think that, like, oh, that's $700. That's in savings until it actually comes through. But yeah, man, I'm gonna be
It'd be nice if it did feel like that instead of just like a,
like, I'm gonna kill myself
instead of just
type
looking
thing.
like the New Testament when you open up your bank account and you're like, you're like feeling like a piece of shit. You're ghosting the group chat because you're like, I owe David his Patreon cut. But I have no money in my account.
I don't care. I don't
I don't know.
care.
I just don't like being that dude.
I
Especially
don't
when you've,
care.
especially when you've like done the work, you know? When you're like, it's not like you ain't been doing shit.
I don't, I just don't, I don't, I don't care. It's fine. We got to take care of this lead, baby. That's the
We gotta
important
take
thing.
care of this lead baby. I'm glad they didn't give me shit about his insurance.
What's the matter, Bubs?
Come
Hey.
on. Come on. We gotta talk about Dune. What you
Gotta talk about
doing?
Dune.
Are you the
Gotta
little,
talk
are
about.
you the little baby? Are you the little embryo?
Oh. Yeah, the baby was on the screen. Oh, he is. You wanna see him? You're on agitating.
Oh my goodness. Hi.
Hey. Lead baby.
Lead baby.
What
I know. I
are we
know.
doing?
We were planning on killing Gerber.
Okay.
But I mean, we could sue also. Do
Yeah, you should.
you need a lawyer? I haven't passed the bar, but
Yeah. No, that's your new venture, right? That's what you're
Yeah. So we're gonna go to
you're
Rios,
starting to
Bess and I.
lawyer business.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Dallas for spring break next week, and then next the week after that, I'm gonna be in Jacksonville, Florida,
Ooh.
doing my training.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Airbnb. It'll be cool though. It's, he's my buddy, so it'll be fun, I guess. I just
You've done this shit before. This is more money than
Yeah.
like stuff you've. I mean, you were
Yeah.
just like editing manuscripts for years. This is way
Yeah.
more money than that.
Way, so much money. I'm really excited about that too. Because I really do think that one of the values of kind of, did I not get it all? Thought I got it all. Anyway, one of the values of being broke for most of your life is that you just get accustomed to a lifestyle. And I don't have anything that I want to buy. But my buddy was telling, so my friend has a friend who makes 100K a year assembling computers for hospitals. So they send him all over the place, and and he builds computers or whatever. And he called him and he told him, like, man, this shit is a struggle. My car won't start and I don't have the money to fix it. And I asked my friend, I said, but he makes 100,000 a year. And he said, yeah, man, I mean, if you spend it, then you don't have it. And yeah, I don't know. I just don't spend like that. I bought a puzzle recently. I bought some supplements, but I don't know what else I really would spend. I guess I could find things if I really looked for them. Sekiro action figures, Cyberpunk 2077 action figures.
I just want to boot off my neck. I like paying the
Yeah.
bills and I like just having numbers in the account. I don't give a shit. And then once there's a significant amount, I'm gonna put money into projects that make more money, into ads,
Projects and experiences, travel too. I think travel would be
travel.
cool. Go to Thailand for a week. Go to Japan.
I want to spoil the family. That's all I want to do. I
Yeah,
don't.
that's kind of what I was thinking. When I was making this whole decision about shifting from being a school teacher to this new job, I didn't necessarily have to weigh the options all that hard because it was so glaringly obvious what I needed to do. But I was kind of thinking, so my stepdad is retiring. He's been a janitor for Lawton Public Schools for, I think, 40 years, maybe longer. But he's retiring and he's earned it, He should fish and rest if he wants to. He worked for 40 fucking years.
Yeah, solving all those equations.
Yes, so I'm solving all the befriending Robin Williams. He was actually the reason Robin Williams killed himself. Because Robin couldn't solve the equations faster than my stepdad. That was
Well,
when a black guy shamed him like that, he couldn't take it and just,
oh, Robin, the allegations.
So he's retiring, which is going to cut my mom's income in half. I don't want to be a 37-year-old guy who can't help his mom. I don't want to be a 37-year-old guy who can't send his son, who's very bright, to good schools. I want Rios to be
Do they have those
here.
anywhere in America?
Well, I actually, you know what, dude? I think from what I've looked at, I think Montessori schools are pretty legit. They teach your kids that gnomes are real, which is a little awesome,
That's pretty tight.
but Montessori is designed to kind of structure their curriculum so that it follows what they're interested in. So those are cool, and they have those in the city where we'll live. So it's just a matter of like affording all that kind of shit. But me personally, like, I'm good, dude. I'm gonna be making 100K a year. I'm still gonna be pirating shit, and nothing's really gonna be like my. I'm still gonna drive a 2020 Chevy Trax with a duct tape undercarriage. Like,
Oh yeah, vehicles are not the thing. I want to be like, there's a part of me that wants to own a slab so people know that, like, oh yeah, Kelby be rolling around on
would
slab.
go hard. It would go hard.
But there's also a part of me that's like, I don't want two vehicles at all. That's two
It's a method of
insurances.
transportation. Yeah, exactly. It's a
That's
pain in the ass.
like, I
Car
just.
notes are big. I watched this TikTok, which I guess RIP TikTok. Is that what's
Hope.
happening now?
I don't know.
I guess the Congress voted unanimously to shut it down.
Oh, did they?
They did. And you know what it is, bro. They want their cut. If somebody can line some pockets, if China can line some pockets, that bill will go away very quickly.
Oh,
But
yeah. I mean,
that was the US whooping their dick on the table and been like, you've been in my country making this much money and you haven't paid me? I don't
honestly,
think
I'm
so.
for it. I'm for anything that throws our dick in China's face. Fuck China. I'm Team America all the way.
Yeah.
So
Wait, what's the beef with China? What did they do?
I just don't want to turn into China.
Oh yeah, fair. Yeah, yes, yeah, for
Ever
sure.
since the lockdown shit, I'm like, oh
Yeah, we
no.
followed China's lead on that shit.
This ain't fucking China. We do what we want. This America, bitch. So yeah, fuck
Oh, I
TikTok.
agree.
We only want American-made spy social media.
Yeah. We don't have any problems with the data mining and the no. We just don't want it to be Chinese
It better be
does
Google
all those
that's
things.
listening to everything I say.
Zuckerberg sounds good to me. I played that video for my kids today where he talks about smoking meats, where it's just like a supercut. You ever seen that?
No.
Where Zuckerberg started Facebook Live and he did this live video where he was smoking brisket, and somebody did a supercut of how many times he said smoking meats. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's like this dude, this billionaire wearing fucking Old Navy shorts and a fucking polo shirt. Just being like, oh yeah, just out here smoking meat, smoking meat, smoking meat, smoking meat. And then it transitions into him talking about Sweet Baby Ray's. And it's just him like, got that Sweet Baby Ray's. Oh, the Sweet Baby Ray's. Yeah, put that Sweet Baby Ray's on, total lizard person shit.
That dude is weird.
Yeah, you're telling me.
One of the reasons I'm not too concerned about AI, because I'm like, I mean, I don't know. We already have Zuckerbergs. You didn't tell me that's a real human being. Like, think AI has already been here, because.
Yeah, it's never been the AI, it's the algorithm. You know what I mean? Like when people think AI, they think David from Prometheus. But it's actually just an algorithm. It's just a predictive thing that takes it's a probability machine that guesses the probability of like what like if it's making an image. It's just generating probabilities really fast to create, black popes and black female popes and
It does not do any kind of fun. It doesn't understand function at all, like
no.
tactile, mechanical function. That's why AI guns always look fucking re weird, because it doesn't understand what the purpose of the magazine. Like, it doesn't even know what the magazine is holding. It doesn't get that it's a weapon that it's holding. So.
Hey, I'm gonna go out for if we're talking fuck China and we're talking fuck what else? Gerber. Fuck AI.
Yeah,
Fuck you,
that's
bitch.
that
I'm the opposite of Rocco's basilisk. Suck my dick. How about that? How does that sound? Put me in the matrix. I'll flex out of it. Fuck you.
I know it's uncool to say.
Yeah, right.
It's no, it's controversial to say. We don't fuck with AI.
I do think it's kind of cringe though, authors that
It's
are
just
so
tell
like
it's just telling.
Yeah.
If you, it's telling that you're atheist, and it's also telling that you're not talented.
Yeah.
Because I'm not threatened by any of my creative shit. You're not gonna rip me off. You're not gonna be able to copy me. You're not my
No.
competitor.
No.
I don't care how advanced it gets. Like, that's just not gonna happen.
I
And
don't,
I'm.
it was weird to even call them authors. They're not really authors. They're like prompters or something, I guess you could call them. You ever see these ads where it's like, I'm making more money than Stephen King and I have never written a book? It's like, eat my asshole. I don't care, dude.
Yeah, no,
Like,
like,
you're gay, you suck, and we fucking rule. So.
and they're also just like, I guess maybe by quantity, like, how are they making money? They're making it seem like there's an
Oh, it's a lie,
audience.
bro. It's a lie.
Oh yeah, it would, if it's there's any kind of truth to it, what's happening is they have so much AI bullshit out there that people are reading on Kindle Unlimited. Even if a little bit, and they just rack up that quantity of like Kindle reads, and that just like, 'cause you get like, I don't know, like $1 if somebody finishes your book on Kindle Unlimited. So they're just like, I make $1,000 a month off of fake books. It's like, okay,
Cool.
nobody actually likes them. Nobody's
Yeah, that's
really.
not that's not even my industry. So I don't know what you're even talking about. I don't do that. You know? But I don't really I don't know. I don't get as mad about it as some people do too. Like, I've always felt that authors, and maybe I'm included in this, I don't know. They have kind of like these outsized reactions to things where, on the flip side of the AI thing, you know, if there's an author who, you know, I don't know, made an AI cover or something, and authors are like, let's get him, fuck this person. And it's like, but they're not, they haven't been having the discussions that you've been having with yourself and with your friends, which, by the way, is basically just like having a conversation with your friends. They don't
Yeah.
know.
Does the cover look cool? Most of the time it doesn't, and that's how they find it. They're
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
something's kind of off and uncanny and ugly about this
Yeah, this
shit.
looks shitty. Was this AI?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it was. Yeah, I used Midjourney. And then they're like, fuck you. But it doesn't matter because it looks, they've already owned themselves. And that that is one thing I think with authors. It's like they affect this air of being, you know, like, I'll fight whoever, I don't, but they always just pick the low hanging fruit. Always. Like, they don't go after anybody unless they're sure it's a slam dunk, because at the end of the day, they've never been in a fight in their lives. And so they have bully mentality where they need, you know what I mean? Like, they need that backup to kind of be like,
Yeah.
go
Well,
get them.
I think I killed cancel culture by just by the couple attempts, being like, no, that's not going to happen. I won't completely take all the credit for that, but I've never, it's always been attempts at me. And that's got to be the reason, because it's like, I don't know what made y'all think this would be a slam dunk, but I ain't the one, bitch. This just simply isn't going to happen.
Yeah, they do try. They try every once in a while, and they'll try more as things. What
Oh,
the fuck?
they're finna try a lot more. What happened?
It said my session was expired.
We're still.
I'm still recording, so
Yeah,
whatever.
we're still recording.
Beat the algorithm once again. I challenged the algorithm
Try
and
to
it wanted to
cancel us
say,
again.
and Zoom tried to say, okay, well, you're kicked off. No, the fuck, I'm not.
No, we're
I'm still
not.
here.
It's as simple as that. That's how that works.
I just clicked the box out. They're like, do you want to leave? No, I'm still here.
Yeah, they're gonna be trying so much more soon to come. I ain't talking. I ain't even giving little subtle hints. But when shit happens, and does get announced, people are gonna be like, what the fuck? You know, he's racist and has on transphobes on his platform. And
I've heard it all before. It's really boring.
It's like, yeah, everybody hates you. You suck.
It's boring and you suck.
And I'm rich.
And nobody cares about what you think at all. At all. It's all so impotent, you know? That's the thing that gets me. But we wanted to talk about Dune. So I watched Dune over the course of 3 nights. It's a very long movie. 2 hours and 36 minutes, this movie is. So I kind of watched it like a series where I did, what did I do? I did like basically 45 minutes a day or something like that.
I like how you're still on normal people long, like, oh, this is a long movie, because that's just like every movie these days.
Well, but, to be fair, in my defense, I don't really watch movies.
No, I don't either. It's just like,
so like when I look at that, like I watch anime, dog. So like when I'm watching something, it's 24 minutes and 4 of those minutes are the opening and ending credits. By the way, the opening and ending credits on animes are so long compared to how long the episode is.
Yeah.
It's like hilarious.
An entire
dude.
Song. They're like, we bought this song. You're going
to
hear it.
You're
going
to listen
episode.
To the whole thing. We're going to get Where's every last.
I'm going to drag this kid back real quick. Keep going.
So Kelby's out hunting down his son who has disappeared. But yeah, anime definitely. I mean, every episode is basically 20 minutes. So when I watch, I mean, 2.5 hours is then, what is that? That's almost a whole fucking season of anime. What is math? Hold on. 20 times 3 is an hour. So 2 hours is 6, and then a half is like 7. Okay, so it's like not even close to what I initially said. It's like a third of a season. But still, anime has these nice anchoring points, you know, beginnings and endings. Sometimes they're self-contained. But when I see that just one movie is 2 hours and 36 minutes, I think to myself, God damn, this is a long time to tell a story.
That was another thing about Poor Things. I think it was like an hour, maybe not an hour and a half, but I think under 2 hours, I think.
So apparently that movie slaps.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Elle wants to do an episode on it, which is funny. Because now I guess people are catching the vibe that we just do whatever we want.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll watch it. She's got weird eyebrows in it.
She does. I guess I didn't notice it as much in the movie as on the poster, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does have some crazy eyebrows. Yeah. It's a good ass movie.
I'll check it out. I've never watched one of those guys' movies because they seem depressing for no reason. You know,
I think they're fun. So like, I haven't seen a lot of them, and The Lobster seems to be the main one. I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either.
I also haven't seen The Favorite, but now I'm like a big Emma Stone fan, so I'm gonna have to check that one out.
Rio said The Favorite was great.
I want to see that one.
Yeah.
Killing of a Sacred Deer. I thought it was funny. I laughed out loud several times.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He like shoots his kid in the chest. And I was like,
been there. Okay. So Dune. So I was expecting that it was going to be trash, but I kind of wanted to watch it just. What did make me ultimately want to watch it? I don't know.
Yeah, because you finally just popped up one day and was like, Dune slaps. Y'all were misguiding me. And then everybody was like, what? I like Dune. Dune's cool. And I had to be
but
the
it was
one
actually
who's like,
just
it was
Kelby
just
was
me.
Like,
I was like, I fucking hate that movie. It's trash.
All right, let's talk about why you hate Dune so much.
Dune.
Why do you hate Dune?
Okay, I can encapsulate this in just a few sentences. It's got mysticism that don't feel mystic. It's got
Uh-huh.
knives with no blood. It's got hallucinations that are not hallucinatory. It's got vision and scope with just no vibe, no soul. It's just like,
That's interesting to me. So the idea of the movie having no soul is interesting because I actually think that it had plenty of soul. I think that, I asked you about this. I did ask, when you watched it, how did you listen to it? And it was through computer speakers, TV
yeah,
speakers,
phone speakers.
phone
I know
speakers. Yeah.
everybody's gonna be like, no, you have to watch it on the big screen. It's the same fucking movie on a bigger screen, you fucking baby. Shut up.
It's, well, hold on. It's not about the big screen. It's about the sound, right? So you would say that you would listen to Vultures with headphones, right? Like you wouldn't listen to Vultures on your phone.
Listen to music in the car. I'm
But
a
coming from your phone speakers.
no, the car speakers.
Right, because you want to get the bass and that kind of stuff. I do think this might be I think the sound in this movie is doing a lot of heavy lifting. And I think that because when you told me that, I was I was only one third of the way through the movie. And so as I watched it, I was thinking like, damn, I'm into this shit. And then I thought to myself, but what if I was listening to this through my phone? I was like, it would just look like sand dunes. You know what I mean? So I really do believe that the point of contention, and I'm not suggesting that you watch a movie that you hate again, because that's a waste of time.
I could try to watch Dune 2 with headphones in.
With headphones, hey, there's an idea. There's an idea because so much of this movie is sonic, right? Like the big booms of the sandworm, of the huge ships, the kind of intense soundtrack of the, because it does, Dune is really hard to do. The last time I watched Dune was the Sci-Fi Channel miniseries, and that was like, I want to say it was 4 hours long to get through
I
Dune.
forgot that existed. I haven't seen it, but
I used to try to pause it because there was this actress in the miniseries. She's like some Eastern European chick. I'd never seen her before or since, but she had some tigos. And like, if you paused it at this right point, you could kind of see him. And I used to beat meat to that. So like that has a special place in my heart. But it was tough, okay, in the year 2001.
used to whip out the sandworm.
I used to whip out the sandworm. It was tough in 2001, folks. But no, I think that, the Sardaukar, when they do that throat singing, that, it
The throat
sounds so
singing is
fucking
cool.
cool.
The throat
It
singing
sounds
is
so
cool.
fucking cool. And even like those, I'll give you this. The hallucinations, like when he's dreaming,
I hate hallucinations and dreams that are
that
just
shit
like,
is that shit was whack.
I
Because it
hate
was
that
just like,
it's so
it
fucking
was
gay.
just Zendaya over and over again. Like he's seen a girl. You know what I mean? Like it's a girl, and then a girl, and then a
There's and
girl.
there's no like there's no dream logic to it either. There's like I don't get how people do dreams so wrong. We're all humans have dreams. So
Yep.
when you film dreams, make it dreamy. We know what a dream is, like,
How
'cause we
did you
all
watch
dream.
Blade Runner 2049? Did you watch that on your phone too?
I watched it a lot of ways. I've seen that movie like four times on the computer, on the
What was
TV,
the
on the big
first way you
screen.
saw it though?
Oh, we watched it in theaters.
See? Okay. Here's the thing though. Denis Villeneuve, it's very auditory. So like when you're watching Blade Runner
That one's
2049, you're
also
in the
very
theater.
visual. There's like a million colors in Blade Runner 2049. There's like negative two colors in Dune.
So when you're in the theater and you're watching Blade Runner 2049 and like a ship takes off and it's and you hear that synth that's like you start watching, you're like, oh fuck, the ship is taking off because I can hear it. It's fucking, I think I'd be interested in the deaf community's opinion of Dune and Blade Runner 2049.
See, because, a lot of people, a lot of the shit people say about, there's something to it. There's something that Villeneuve does that's like his thing.
Yeah.
And you...
He's built for a blockbuster. He's a blockbuster director like Christopher Nolan. Everything is big, right? So you have...
But see, I watched Sicario at home, and I fuck with Sicario. So.
Oh, that was before, though. Sicario, Prisoner's Enemy, that's all before. I feel like Arrival is the turning point for Villeneuve, right? Like, Arrival's his first big blockbuster.
Yeah, I think so.
And then he got Blade Runner. And so, like, I just remember watching Dune, and when Stellan Skarsgård, who plays the Baron Harkonnen, when he says, you know, he's like, my planet, my Arrakis, my Dune. And he's like floating up and his like cloak is stretching down to it. I was like, this slaps fucking dick balls, dude. This is amazing. But again, I really do think that a lot of it is auto, like, even when the Hunter Seeker is kind of going for him and he grabs it and smashes it, it's all very tactile because of the sound. And I think I want to address your concerns about it being sort of monochrome and not very colorful. I do think that attempts are made here and there. I think the shields, which I think look stupid, the shields that
very
like
stupid,
like the shield is the worst part of the fucking movie. The little blue aura that's over them, and then it turns red when they get
so
stabbed.
Bad. The TikTok CGI effects.
It's bad. That part's bad.
I get these ads for visual effects all the time. That's like, and all of the samples they give for the shit that costs like, I don't know, between $8 a month and like a kit for $50. Mm-hmm. That's the shit I see in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
in Dune. So I see that shit on the shields in Dune and I'm like, oh, that costs $7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But somebody probably charged them $150,000 to do that shit.
Or a million. Like,
or a mil. Yeah.
Why this movie costs $300 million? What, did you see the visual effects?
What Villeneuve does though in Dune, because it does take place on a desert planet, I think he makes up for that in the architecture and the designs. For example, like when Paul is sitting in his room, there's this badass bronze bas relief behind him that depicts like a sandworm, you know, coming up out of the... I really do feel like a lot of it looks like a painting, but it's like a painter who knows that he's limited to this particular palette. Like you can't do much if you're doing a movie. It's the central problem of Dune. And I really do think that that's why so much focus is always put on the blue eyes from the spice, right? Because that's like the only color you're going to get.
My hot take is you should change it. You should just make a colorful Dune.
Mm.
And like, I don't know. There's something like Dune is like this holy grail, this like sacred text that everybody, Jordan Harper he wasn't arguing with me against my views of Dune, but he was like, but I just love the book so much.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but this is the movie. It's different.
Yeah.
I don't want movies for story. And that's like upfront just about any movie I ever watch. If I have an opinion about it, just know Kelby don't give a fuck about the story of this movie. I don't care. I wasn't even paying attention. If I want a story, I'll listen to somebody tell a good story, or I'll read a book. I'm not watching movies for the story. They're moving paintings.
Yeah, and I think that the I do think that the moving paintings of this are really well done because of the brutalist architecture. I really do think that Villeneuve, he picked, like, it's interesting what different artists pick up out of their inspirations, right? So he's obviously a Blade Runner fan, of course. And when you watch Blade Runner and that first shot with the Vangelis soundtrack, where the police cruiser is hovering over the city, and you see this Aztec pyramid looking giant
Oh
building
yeah, there's a shot in Dune that's like exactly like that
that's
shot.
exactly like that, and all the architecture is like that. It's this kind of pyramidal, especially when they get to Arrakis, because the planet that Paul's from is, it's got water and it's a normal planet for the most part. But when he gets to Dune, I think it's really smart that they set every scene. Like, for example, when Leto gets hit by the Hunter Killer, it's in this fantastic set that looks real. I could be stupid and it could be CGI. And if it is CGI, then it's really good CGI. But it's this great, like, 300 foot wide staircase, right? This great open seeming cave dwelling. And I really liked looking at all that shit. I think that the movie does do a good job of realizing that the desert is, not that interesting to look at past a few frames. So you have all these structures, right? In the town, in the Fremen tunnel society, that aren't necessarily colorful. But what about this? What about this? What if they made Dune in black and white?
That could be a solution too.
You know what I mean? Like, why
Yeah.
not? I mean, it wouldn't, that's not commercially viable to make your movie in black and white. But
Most
if
of
you,
Poor Things was black and white.
was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for the retards. Poor Things wasn't made for the retards.
No, it was not.
No.
No. It was also not made by an American, so he was just like, what? This is my movie.
But there's a reason that you might shoot something like that in black and white. Because now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of those sets would look fucking sick in black and white.
A
Like
lot
high
of what
contrast black
you're
and white.
saying catches me too, and I'm like, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's, I mean, I ain't disagreeing. I think some shit can just have a three strikes with you. And it's like, those were my three strikes. The hallucination scenes were trash.
They were.
There's no blood. There's all this violence and no blood. So I don't feel like there's any stakes whatsoever. And that like there's no, it feels atheist. I'm so sick and tired of atheist cinema.
Which is really funny considering the subject matter.
Exactly. It's like
Yeah, Dune is not an atheist text at all.
no.
It's like it's actually like, look at the horrors that atheism can bring upon people,
I think that's the big part that just made me feel just nothing for it, was just how spiritually hollow it felt.
Right. Well, we might watch part two for that and see if that comes in, because there's bits of that. So you didn't like, okay, so here's some things, right? When they go to Arrakis, Paul's mom is wearing this like face medallion
Uh-huh.
shit. You didn't like that?
No, that was tight.
The witch, right? The witch in the
The
paint.
witch is
Okay.
tight.
The witch was tight. Trying to think, like, whenever oh, what's his name, Josh Brolin's character, when he would say like weird poetry in his like gruff, like, and the sands of time turn,
See,
and all of us are. I mean, that was dope.
we also just like live in a time of clips and stills where I'm like, yeah, I can look that up. That part was cool. The movie just sucks.
Do you have something against 'cause this is like a montage movie. Do you think it's 'cause it's a montage movie?
Maybe it doesn't work as a movie. Maybe
Because
that's it.
characters, I'll give you this. There are no like real character, like characters
No.
just hanging out scenes in this movie at all.
No.
Everything has a purpose in this
And
movie.
so
It's
really, there's also like all these like the most current stars. You have Jason Momoa and Oscar Isaac and
I
Josh
th I thought
Brolin, who's
they're
like
all
not
good
a,
though.
but it's, I mean, they are good. Josh Brolin especially gets some like time, but they don't get a whole lot to do. Like, there's not a whole lot of memorable shit in there.
I'm interested in this. I'm interested in this because what I'm specifically interested in is what didn't cohere in you. Because here is my claim. You hate this movie because it is composed of elements that you should love, but that
Yeah.
don't work for you. Like if you're
Well, and
watching a
I
fucking.
automatically felt ripped off because I didn't go into it like, oh, this movie Dune, this is a new blockbuster. Let me check this out because everybody's talking. I don't watch movies. I don't give a shit. I watch Dune because it's Dune. I wanted to watch it. I wanted it to like it. And I was
I'm
then.
having crazy deja vu right now, which is the second time today. It's probably just where I'm at in my life right now.
You're on the right path.
But we don't really hate movies that we don't care about. If
Yeah.
somebody's like, hey, watch this, I don't know, the new Jason Bourne movie with this time we got Steve Carell to be Jason Bourne. You'd be like, I don't care. But you wouldn't hate it. You wouldn't hate it. Like you'd watch it, you'd be like, damn, that was ass. But props to you for at least trying it. The hate comes when a movie is like when you care and
When
then it
it's
doesn't do
blasphemy,
what you
yeah.
want. So what I'm hearing is you need this movie to be not 2.5 hours, but 4 hours long. And
Yeah.
you need you need those hallucinations fixed to where they're
The
actually hallucinatory.
hallucinations need to be hallucinatory. It needs to be rated R.
I get that.
I
I
don't
get
even
that.
think it
And
needs to be
rated
rated R necessarily.
PG-13 can do a lot with blood.
Yeah.
I mean, I do agree with you that it is conspicuously bloodless for a movie with so much killing. But I just want to say off rip to everybody on the internet, that's how you disagree about a movie. We just demonstrated how you can disagree about a movie in a constructive, interesting way.
About the most contentious that like people get so crazy about
Heated.
Dune.
Heated. Keaton's out here fucking tossing bait every day about Dune.
he
He's just
does he
he's
hate
just
it too?
no, he liked it, but he I'm on Facebook, you're not. He had this post where he was like all these takes of this movie that say, well, Paul was always the bad guy. He's like, no. In the original Dune, you're supposed to think of Paul as a hero. No, you're not. He ends up being a bad guy who kills millions of people. And then Keaton's like, was Anakin Skywalker the bad guy in The Phantom Menace? No, case closed. Paul's not the bad guy in Dune. And people are like, oh, well, you're a. And once again, Keaton is right, obviously. But
Imagine watching.
he's also autistic and he can't let something like that go. So I just watch, I'll see a Keaton post. It'll have five likes on Facebook and 140 comments. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But he's right, you know. But there are ways that you can disagree about things, and like, I
Imagine
don't understand.
watching Phantom Menace and Jingle All the Way Kid comes on screen. You're like, that's the
That's the bad guy.
bad
That's watch out for him,
guy.
this
You're like,
8-year-old boy.
okay. In the end of the movie, you're like, so what'd he do? Just from when he cut that guy off in the race, or
In the
but
pod
I'm
race, yeah. You saw the origins of his villainry. I don't understand getting mad when somebody has a different opinion, because it changes, like, your opinion of Dune changes nothing about the experience that I had. Do you think that people are just
And
like weak-willed? Do you think that's what it is? Like,
yo, 100%, because they all have the same opinion before they even like go into something. I surprise people all the time, and like I get that contrarian thing thrown in my face a lot, because they're like, because I have genuine opinions, not contrarian opinions. There's a fuck ton of like mainstream normie shit that I'm like, that was fucking great. You know what my most recent favorite shit was? Yellowstone, the number one show in America. I was like, the boomers are right. This shit's fucking slaps. But I just like whatever I like, and you're not gonna change my mind or give me cooties. A lot of
Isn't
the
it weird
shit
too
you
when people
said
like,
is an interesting way to look. I was like, it's more interesting to explore taste and why, like when you can have just how we did, like you fucked with it, I still hate the shit, and then instead of picking sides and going to war over something somebody else made, we can
It's like, but
explore,
why? Yeah, but why?
yeah,
What,
explore the
like,
nature
what
of
about it?
taste, like.
No, I agree 100%. And I just think it's so weird. I feel like it's like the letterboxed crew who kind of like want you to think a certain way. You know what I mean? I don't get
Yeah,
that at all.
it's the same.
It's like,
It's
no, you
like the
shouldn't like
new.
this movie because this guy is fucking gay, and you should like things that I think are cool, and here's why. Here's like the itemized list. It's like it's like liking a girl or something, you know?
Well,
And
it's like
he's like,
it
no, you
keep.
shouldn't like her because she's actually a gaslighter, and she's also, and I'm like, oh fuck, I don't know. I'm fucking.
Keeping on the same director, like I didn't avoid Sicario because I heard it was racist. I just didn't watch it for the longest time. And then I recently watched it and was like, everybody said this movie was really racist. But I was just like, this movie fucking slaps. And then I watched the
It does
second
slap,
one,
yeah.
and people who love Sicario hate Day of the Soldado.
No, they
And
both slap.
I was like, this slaps too.
Yeah, no, they're both great. And Blade Runner is great. I mean, I do not understand Blade Runner hate at all. I think he's just a really, he's got that juice, man. I mean, he's a blockbuster filmmaker who does really interesting things in his movies.
He's kind of like a, I think I might have even heard this, that like Ridley Scott is a major influence.
Yeah,
Villeneuve feels like a Ridley Scott,
right,
like
for sure.
someone with like a distinct aesthetic that makes mainstream huge, enormous blockbusters.
Yeah, or Nolan, right? It's like him and Nolan pretty much right now. Those are the two
Oh.
that we have.
What's your yeah, what's your thing on how do you feel about Nolan?
I love Nolan.
Because that's another Oscar. What did Oppenheimer win, like everything?
Everything, yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but Dark Knight, great. Dark Knight Rises,
You
great.
hated Dark Knight. Hold
No,
up.
I didn't.
You fuck with Dark Knight now?
Yeah, I fuck with Dark Knight.
Was that Keaton who hates Dark Knight?
I think it might be Keaton. He might be confusing us. 'Cause I thought it was great. I thought Tenet was awesome. I thought in fact, me and Keaton's Tenet episode is probably still floating out there. if anybody wants to go
Oh
look at
yeah, go
Almost
look up
Good.
Almost Good. That was a good show.
What else did he do that was good? Pie, obviously. Memento.
Pie.
I
That
mean,
Pie was a what's his face wrestler.
huh?
Pie was a Requiem for a Dream dude.
Oh, you're right. My bad.
But yeah, no. Yeah,
But anyway, yeah,
Memento.
no,
I don't know.
I like his movies. 'Cause they're just good. I mean, but oh, you know what? They are very similar though too, because I do feel like The Dark Knight is kind of a montage movie in the way that Dune is.
And see, I don't really see that's where I was wanting to explore the whole taste factor thing some more, because I don't really fuck with Nolan.
Really? He's cold. You don't like cold people.
No, I don't. I want people
Yeah.
with soul.
Yeah.
I want
Yeah.
some heart in it.
Right. They are cold. Inception is like maybe the it's, no, Memento is the closest he gets, which is also his first movie, but
I like Memento.
that's the movie that has like I'm taking revenge
Yeah, it
because John
has.
G killed my wife and I got it tattooed on my chest. And Kelby's like, "Fuck yeah, you did." That you go get his ass,
And then
and then at the
Batman's
end when
like,
he's
I have
like,
a code. I'm like, this is gay.
very interesting. That's very interesting to me. What if I just like exploded because you talk shit about Batman? What if everything I said before this, if I was like, you motherfucker, you don't say that about the Dark Knight.
Well,
But
even
again.
Batman, The Dark Knight, that one I liked.
Have you ever heard somebody give an opinion of something and like you actually gave a shit? Because I don't think I have. It just doesn't affect me that way. Like if somebody says it like something's, it doesn't.
It gets on my nerves when I can tell it's fake, but it doesn't
Sometimes I
like.
felt like people are just kind of stupid, you know? Or like if somebody's like, I don't like Itchy the Killer because there's a lot of rape in it.
It
I'm
got
like,
on my nerves whenever people were, and again, this doesn't come from a legitimate opinion, is why it got on my nerves though. 'Cause like everybody who didn't
right.
even watch The Idol and were flipping shit over it,
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah. Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
y'all aren't even watching it. You can watch it and hate it by all means. I don't give a shit if you do that, but like y'all are talking shit about that. I'm watching it and I'm going, what are y'all talking about? This isn't the thing y'all are mad about isn't even in the show. What the fuck are you saying? So like
And people were mad about the idol because it was like people were mad about the idol. It was a female director who had, it was supposed to be feminist, and then a
oh,
man
right. It
came
was all
in.
this behind the scenes shit that they were mad about. I was like, what is.
I don't give a fuck. What are you, a gossip girl? Like, what's the end product? What does it look like? The
Yeah.
idol was good too.
And do
I
y'all
like that.
ever think about she got fired because she sucks, maybe? Like, do you
Yeah.
ever think about that?
Maybe she's
Where.
just like, maybe she just talked too much.
Yeah. And I don't even know and still don't care. Imagine basing your opinion of a product on how it was made.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Beta.
you can feel it. You're like, this feels sinister. And then you find out some creepy shit went down. You're like, oh, yeah, that translated. But I don't know. Just to know something and then base your whole opinion going into it on. This was supposed to be a different director. Shut up. Who cares?
So I give Dune 4 stars out of 5.
I
Kelby gives
give it
it
one and a
negative,
half.
negative, negative 35 stars.
Negative 35 stars.
And that's it.
Ghoulish Fest this weekend. If you're in
Oh,
San
yeah.
Antonio, around San
Good.
Antonio,
Check it out.
pull up. Is that it?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I have enough people in my writing workshop. I'm good
And
on that.
that's already going on, so
If you didn't sign up for it, it'll be around again. So just look for it next time.
cool. Peace.
Peace.